The sheriff and Charcoal were in charge of the two criminals and were supposed to deliver them to the jail. But something has evidently gone wrong with the plant. Our last chapter closed just as we heard two explosions, the steady fire of a machine gun, and Buddy saw the counterfeiters throw the sheriff from the automobile. As our scene opens now, there is still wild confusion, and the machine gun is still working fast.
Trouble.
Oh, them two counterfeiter men tried to get away.
Tried to get away?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't the sheriff take them straight to jail? Why did he stop here?
I don't know, so the sheriff was standing up in the back seat of the automobile making a big speech and telling everybody how he captured two desperate criminals in a hand-to-hand battle out in the woods. All of a sudden, one of them counterfeiter men reached down and pulled a little machine gun out from under the seat of the car and started to spray bullets everywhere.
Was anyone struck by the bullet?
I didn't see nobody that was hit. They were shooting over the heads of the people. I don't think they wanted to hit nobody. They were just trying to scare the people so they could escape.
Well, did they throw you out of the car, Charcoal?
No, sir, but they threw the sheriff out right on the head. Then I jumped out. Then that man turned that machine gun on me and sprayed lead all around my feet. That made me mad. I just took a good aim and put a bullet right through their back tire.
Oh, well, then that explains the two explosions we heard. They were blowouts. Well, look, here comes the sheriff now. Let's see what he has to say.
Yeah, boys, we had some excitement, didn't we? When that fella cut loose with that air machine gun, I knowed I had to act quick. So I just jumped out of that jar and pulled Charcoal out with me. Got him out just in time, too. He'd have killed Charcoal if I'd left him in the jar.
Yeah, we heard all about it, Sheriff. But where are the men now?
Yeah, they're in jail. Just as soon as the tires blowed out, the car run into a telephone pole, and I was on top of them two counterfeiters before you could say scat. I turned them over to the police. Now they're safe behind the bars. Did you ever see so many people afore in all your life? Why, when that air machine gun started shooting, it just looked like the whole town run out to see what was happening. And if I hadn't grabbed that fellow's arm and held the gun up in the air, he'd have killed 100 people.
Well, I thought you said you jumped out of the car just as soon as he started to shoot. How could you grab the gun if he was in the car and you were on the ground?
Sure to sell a heap of medicine here tonight. Just look at the people.
The sheriff. How could you hold a machine gun in the air if the man was standing up in the car and you were standing on the ground?
Now gather around, folks. Gather around.
It's no use, Buddy. We'll never get an answer to our question. We may as well go on with this show.
Folks, Sheriff Ebenezer Bellbottom is here, and you don't need to fear nothing. I've just had a terrible experience with them criminals, but I got them safe in jail now. And if you'll come in close to the stage, we'll go right ahead with the vaudeville opera.
Yes, sir, it's going to start right now. Dr. Legree's Vaudeville and Wild Animal Show combined. We continue our entertainment as Rastler sings in the dim, dim dawning. Right.
Dim, dim dawning, as I start yawning, I'm kissing my sweetie good night, sweet dreams, good night. Oh, the moon is sinking, the stars are blinking, but what do I care for their light? Her eyes are twice as bright. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, I should have said good night at 10. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and I start saying goodbye again. In the dim, dim dawning, as I start yawning, I'm kissing my sweetie good night, sweet dream. I'll go to bed.
Some song, Rapper. Say, Rapper, you heard about this new idea they got now about the cooking in paper bags?
Yes, I heard about it. Man, I've already had experience with it.
You say you will?
Yeah, man.
How did that happen?
Well, sir, the cook at the restaurant across the street heard about how the people was cooking in paper bags, and she thought she'd improve on the idea. So she started to make the bags out of newspapers.
Yeah, you mean she cooked the food in bags made out of newspapers?
Yeah, man, newspapers. Yes, and the other day I went over there and I had my dinner. And she'd cooked it in a New York newspaper. She must have started with the sports page.
says I found Babe Ruth's batting average and home run record in the green fees. And then she used the front page because there was a murder and a suicide in the chicken stew, and there was four bootleggers pinched in the mashed potatoes. And the biscuits had five divorces in them. And then I picked up an ear corn and started chewing it and almost bit the nose off the President of the United States. But then, yeah, I didn't kick up a fuss until I struck the other dishes. I found Al Capone in the tomato soup. And then when I came to the Cuban news, I left the table. Because, man, I was afraid I might swallow a bomb in my coffee.
Boy, it sure is a miracle what people is doing nowadays.
A miracle? What did you mean by a miracle?
Why, boy, don't you know what a miracle is?
No, explain yourself.
All right. Now, you have seen a cactus growing out in the field, ain't you?
Of course I've seen a cactus growing out in the field.
And you have seen a mockingbird out in the field.
Of course I have. What's that got to do with a miracle?
Just a minute now, and I'll tell you. And you have seen a bull out in a field.
Yeah, man, and still you ain't told me what is a miracle.
I'm going to tell you right now. Well, Rastus, when you see that bull a-setting on a cactus and a-singing like a mockingbird, boy, that's a miracle.
Are you kidding?
There it is, folks, an old spinning wheel. Listen while Sambo tells you all about it.
There's an old spinning wheel in the parlor, spinning dreams of the long, long ago, spinning dreams of an old-fashioned garden, and a maid with her old-fashioned bow. Sometimes it seems that I can hear her in the twilight at the organ softly singing Old Black Joe. There's an old spinning wheel in the parlor, spinning dreams of the long, long ago. There's an old spinning wheel in the parlor, spinning dreams of the long, long ago. Spinning dreams of an old-fashioned garden and a maid with her old-fashioned bow. Sometimes it seems that I can hear her in the twilight at the organ softly singing Old Black Joe. There's an old spinning wheel in the parlor, spinning dreams of the long, long ago.
Can't beat it, folks. Laughter's great for the health, and a song helps us all to forget our troubles. But a bottle of Vitonic and Tonar will do what a song and a laugh could never do. Here comes charcoal with $1 million worth of health in every bottle.
Ed, you know what I was just thinking, Miss Bessie?
No, Sheriff. I haven't the slightest idea. What were you thinking?
Well, I was just thinking. Do you remember what Dick this is?
Yes, Sheriff. I know what you mean. We haven't heard from the lawyer yet. And unless we find him within the next 5 days, I'll lose my inheritance.
Just 5 more days is all there is. And you ain't got no more chance of locating that lawyer than I have of riding to the moon in old true love.
Oh, Sheriff, why do you keep saying that? Gee whiz, it'll be hard enough if Betty loses the $50,000 without you always reminding her that she's going to lose it.
Oh, sure it is. Instead of trying to discourage Betty, why don't you get busy and try to find that lawyer? You ought to get more satisfaction out of that, Sheriff, than anything you've ever done.
And that isn't all he would get out of it. Do you remember what I promised you, Sheriff? If you find this lawyer before the time limit,
right,
a brand new automobile just as soon as I get the money.
Well, I guess I'm about the only man in the country what can find him. You really mean that, Miss Bessie? And you'll true love if I find him in time for you to get the money?
Well, of course I mean it.
Well, he's as good as found right now, so you may as well order me a new car.
What are you going to do with old true love when you get a new car, Sheriff?
Well, I'm going to have a put right alongside of Lindbergh's airplane in that air museum of natural history in Washington.
What's all the conversation about?
Betty has just promised the sheriff a brand new automobile if he can find the lawyer and have him here in 5 days' time.
Wait a minute, buddy. I said provided I get the $50,000.
Well, that's a fair proposition, Sheriff, and I hate to see you lose.
Hey, what do you mean you hate to see me lose? I never went after a man yet that I didn't get.
Well, just the same, I'm afraid you'll lose this time.
Well, what do you mean, Dad? Have you some new information?
Yes, I have a wire right here from the lawyer. That's why I say the sheriff can't win the car.
Hey, do you know where this here fella is?
Well, the telegram says he's in Pecora, and that's only 25 miles from here.
Well, then why can't the sheriff go to Pecora and bring the lawyer here?
Well, I'll read the telegram. Here's what it says. I will arrive in Lumpkin Monday at 12 o'clock noon, if nothing prevents, and will be ready to settle everything with the little heiress. The telegram is sent from Pecora and is signed W.A. Callahan. That's the lawyer's name.
Betty, you're going to win. You're going to win. Oh, boy.
Oh, gee whiz, just think. Only 5 more days and you'll have $50,000, then.
Oh, I can't believe it's true. Why, it seems like a wonderful dream.
Yep, and that's about all it is, too, a dream. I'm afraid it's going to turn out to be a nightmare.
Why, what do you mean, Sheriff?
That lawyer's up to his old tricks. He's just trying to stall you off till it's too late. The telegram says he'll be here if nothing prevents. And there's a catch in it. This telegram is just to keep you from worrying about him, and you'll see that I'm right. Read it again, and pay attention to that last line. If nothing prevents.
If nothing prevents. Is it possible that the sheriff has hit the nail on the head? It does sound a little strange. Well, it won't be long now until we know the truth. Perhaps we'll get the answer in our next episode and learn if Betty is to get her fortune or if the lawyer is really trying to keep away until the 5 days are up.